Certainly we appreciate Jesus this afternoon. We thank God for the service. We appreciate the wonderful specials this afternoon. Amen. We sung Just a Little Talk with Jesus. We'll make it all right. And I want to thank the Lord for a wonderful service, dedication service on yesterday. We appreciate all the support and everyone that came and was a part of this service. And I want to thank everyone for coming. And I thank everyone for this dedication service. Amen. This is a really important service, because anything you can do for God or build for God, for the glory of God, that is a really wonderful thing to do. And what more that you can build is a church to save souls, and a church to dedicate the greatness of God and what He's doing and what He can do. Praise God. So we thankful. My heart is overfilled. My heart is overjoyed. Amen. And I was trying yesterday and trying to think about, amen, sermon, praying for a message, and only thing came in my spirit was praising the Lord. Amen. Praising the Lord, because it is He that allow things to take place. It is He that, amen, works miracles. When I look around and see all the greatness that God have bless us to do, and amen, and be a part of, that means so much to me. I might, maybe you may say, man, he's really overjoyed. I am. Praise God. Amen. And I think when God does things for you, you don't just act like He ain't doing nothing for you, but He doing a mighty work. Amen. Not just on me, but on you as well. Amen. He works in our lives, and I am so thankful. Praise God. Amen. And so on, the thing today I have is praise and gratitude. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. If we have a topic, that's my topic this morning. Praise and gratitude. Amen. Thanking God for what He is doing. Amen. And I want to say this morning, amen, yes, in these times that we living in the perilous times and in these troublesome times, amen, sometimes they just want you to just slip it in low gear and just sit and look at what's going on and complaining and murmuring. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of God, we need to lift up our voice. We need to praise God for His greatness. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I say in my heart of rejoicing this morning, and amen, and I thank God for God, because He does what He does best. Amen. He, and one thing about it, He knows what you need before you ask of thee. Amen. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to praise Him. He don't want you to walk, run around here with your head hung down and sad and low. But I want to tell you to lift up your head. Praise God, in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know I'm not the only one excited this morning. I know I'm not the only one going to praise Him in here. But praise God. But I'm here to tell you, if you don't want to praise Him, I'll praise Him by myself. Praise the Lord, because He do what He does, and He do it a great job. Praise God. So I want to just be so thankful. I said I want to be so thankful. Praise God. Amen. And I thank the Lord how He provide. How many know He's a great provider? Amen. He provides for us. Amen. In His storehouse, Amen. He got everything we need. Amen. In our time of trouble, in our time of despair. Amen. God is still God. Ah, I say God is still God. Now let's turn over here. Amen. Over here in Psalms. Because I say I want to let you know what the word is saying. When I thought about this 34th chapter of Psalm, we're going to read verses 1 through 10. Amen. This is me. Amen. This is how I feel this morning. Hey, thank God. Good. This is a wonderful prayer of David. Amen. And this is a wonderful praise for us all this morning. The word says, I will. Amen. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall what? Continually be in my mouth. Amen. We're going to praise the Lord, not just at the good times. Amen. But we're going to praise the Lord when bad times take place, because we know God going to come in and work a miracle. Praise God. I said, I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise God. When I wake up in the morning, I'm going to praise him, sister. Amen. At noonday, I'm going to praise him. Amen. At night, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him for all that he bestowed upon us. Because it is God that give us our energy. It's God that give us the know-how. Praise God. When I think about, amen, with this church here, amen, when we were constructing this church, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Every day was a blessed day. God, yes, we had our failures and things happen, and folks ain't showing up on the job, and folks promise you and ain't fulfilling their promise. But anyway, the Bible said, count it all joy. Amen. Count it all joy. Praise him while things are going good, and praise him while things are going bad. But the Bible said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. I thank God. We can boast in the Lord, telling, amen, boasting on what God is doing for us. Huh? The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We're glad this morning. Amen. Do we have some happy folks in the building this morning? Praise God. Amen. Amen. We are glad this morning. It ain't nothing sad about God. I said it ain't nothing sad about God. We are glad. Glad in the Lord. But I need some help this morning. Do I have some cheerleaders in here this morning? I need some help in this house. Praise God. We're going to magnify the Lord. Hey, God, good. We're going to make him Lord. We're going to speak about his greatness. Praise God. Let's magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. It said, I sought the Lord, hello, in this place, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Praise God. If you seek the Lord, he will come to your rescue. If you seek the Lord, he'll work a miracle in your life. Praise God. Don't sit around pity potting and weary and amen and all down and out, but seek the Lord. I said, seek the Lord. And guess what? He ain't going to do like sometimes friends. Sometimes you seek friends. You need some help. You need some help and some, amen, somebody to lift you up. Praise God. Sometimes your friends, amen, might don't come to your rescue. Your friends might don't deliver. But I'm here to tell you God will. Amen. God will deliver. The Bible says, I said, the Bible says, amen, I sought the Lord and he heard me. And not only hear me, but he delivered me from all of my fears. Amen. That's why I serve a God like this, because when I need him the most, he's appear on the scene. Amen. When I need him on a thing, I got to do is call on the Lord. Amen. Have you ever called on the Lord? When you call on the Lord, you just rest assured that he's on his way. He might don't come every time when you want him. Amen. But he's always on time. Amen. Praise God. So keep seeking the Lord. Keep trusting the Lord. The Bible said they looked upon him and were lighting, and their faces were not ashamed. Praise God. It said this poor man cried, and the Lord hear him and save him out of his troubles. Praise God. It don't matter this morning what you're going through with. Praise God. Only thing you got to do is cry out to the Lord, and the Lord will save you out of your troubles. How you know, Pastor? Amen. Anytime, amen, I got in a need. Amen. Praise God. Only thing, I call on the Lord, and he come to my rescue. Praise God. He'll show right up. Praise God. And do what he do. Praise God. So I'm so happy this morning. Amen. I don't have no complaints. Amen. Only thing I have, as I said, is gratitude before God. Hey, thank God good in here. So it said, oh, fear the Lord. Amen. Fear him, ye his saints. For there is no want to them that fear the Lord. Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. What you need from God? I want to tell you, the Lord can supply. He is a great supplier, and he don't run out. Amen. Sometimes folks go to special places to get some food and some clothes and amen, some this and that, and sometime they go and the food is ran out. Amen. You in the back of the line and you don't have nothing. You went to get your food, and now they say, you know what? It's gone. The food is ran out. But I'm so glad in the Lord's storehouse. Amen. If you need some joy, if you need some peace, if you need some love, if you need some gentleness, whatever you need for God, he can supply your every need. He does not run out. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's what make him God. Praise God. I've been serving this man a few years now. Amen. When I called on the Lord, he come to my rescue. Praise God. When I called on the Lord, he's come and do his will. Praise God. So I'm so glad. I said, I'm so glad that we got this God. We can call on him and he'll show up. Praise God. Amen. I'm so glad, right? In this building, this facility here. Praise God. Can you imagine how many times I had to call on the Lord? Can you imagine how many times I had to seek the Lord? Praise God. But I want to tell you, he ain't failed me none. And not even one time. When I called on him, he show up. He works miracles. He do things. Amen. He works it out. Praise God. And so I'm so glad. That's why I act like I act. Praise ye the Lord. That's why I don't mind praising him, because he is so good. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I thank God. I thank God. Amen. We don't have to lack anything. The Bible says the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Yes. Ain't God good in here. Amen. I'm going to ask a question. What do you need from God? What do you need from God? He have it in his storehouse. Praise God. If you're a little discouraged, seem like you can't really get yourself together, God is the answer. Huh? God will turn it around. Yes, in times like these, I know we're living in a critical age now. A lot of things is just happening. But God is still God. And you got people today asking, where is God? Hello. He's sitting on his throne. And he's up high. And he looked low. He taking notice. He see the evil, and he see the good. He see the hidden things, and he see the obvious things. And when God want to work
He worked in his time. How many know you can't rush God? You can rush the pastor. You may can rush the family. But I'm here to tell you, you can't rush God. Amen. That clock, we got a clock back there. Amen. That clock says 7:01. Amen. That's man clock. Praise God. But you know, there's another clock. Jesus got a clock. His clock is not 7:01. His clock work on his time. He comes on his time. But you looking at man time and say, you know what? He ain't got here yet. You know how you time folks? I don't call him. Amen. Been over an hour and he ain't got here yet. And then some of us, you know, get a little attitude and start shaking our little heads. Now, this don't make no sense. Praise God. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, church, what you need to do is wait on the Lord. Amen. How many know he don't run late? Amen. When he come to do business. Praise God. I remember Mary and Martha. They began to, Martha, amen. She began to complain because her brother Lazarus was sick and he was sick to death, getting ready to die. Amen, amen, amen. You ever been in no crisis where you really want something to happen really, really quick? Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you can't rush God because your time ran out, but his time is still ticking. Praise God. And when he get ready to come, he gonna come and he gonna do business. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. See, one thing about us, we look at the circumstances and say, look at here. And now he's sick. And he's gonna get ready to die. And the Lord still is not here. You know, you're getting all out of shape. Calm yourself down. And wait on the Lord. Yes. Bible said, you wait on the Lord. What did he say? He will renew your strength. Mount up your wings as eagles. Ye shall run and not be weary. Ye shall walk and not wait, I say, on the Lord. I learned to do that in my times of diversities and my times of trouble. Amen. When I call him, I wait, praise God. But one thing about God, he knows when to show up. But when we look at it, Mary and Martha kept wanting the Lord to show up, but guess what? The Lord showed up at his time. And his time sometime might not be your time. But he showed up. I think Lazarus was, he died. First he was sick. They wanted him to come quickly because he was sick. But the Lord didn't show up till he died. And I think he'd been in the grave 4 days, wasn't it? Amen. Lord, let him die and be buried. 4 days, and then the Lord came on the scene. Praise God. I tell you what, when the Lord come on the scene, he getting ready to do business. He looked down at the soul that was dead. The breath done left the body. He looked down on that soul, and he looked and he said, come forth, Lazarus. Yet he was dead, but he began to live. See how God works? He don't worry about a man, about being sick. See, we got to realize that sometimes we forget who God is. When, you know, he ain't just can heal the sick, but he can raise the dead. Amen. So I'm here to tell you, whatever you're going through with, don't feel like it's hopeless. Don't feel like it's, amen, cannot be worked out. Call on the Lord.
Amen. I tell you, when you call on the Lord, he will come to your rescue. So that's why I'm saying this morning, amen, only thing we got to do is oh taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Praise God. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Amen. We don't have no wants because the Lord will come and work miracles in our life. Praise God. Amen. So what we need to do, just hold our hands up and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You coming to my rescue. So I'm going to lift up my head. Over here in Psalms, the 24th chapter, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Praise God. Let's turn over here to Psalms, the 24th chapter, verses 7 through 10. Praise God. The Bible says, amen. It said, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gate. Amen. And be ye lift up everlasting doors. Amen. Sometimes we get depressed. Sometimes we get down and out. Sometimes we feel like throwing the towel in. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, lift up your heads. Amen. Lift up your heads. Yes, you can make it. Yes, you can, amen, have this greatness in God. Oh, ye gates. Oh, ye gates. Oh, everybody. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, because the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Let's open these doors up, praise God, so the King of glory can come in. That's why so many people get depressed. That's why so many people get down and out, because the doors are closed up. But I'm here to tell you, lift those doors up, them everlasting doors. Lift your heads up, praise God. And because the Bible said, who is this King of glory? The Lord is weak. Uh-oh. Come on, somebody. I said the Lord is strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And when you lift them up, the Bible says the King of glory shall come in. Amen. That's what we need in this age that we're living in today. We need the King of glory. Amen. It'll help us. Amen. Everywhere we go and every place we go, he is there. Amen. The Bible says, who is this King of glory? It is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Ain't God good in here? Thank God for the King of glory. I don't have to be weary to. I don't have to be troubled to, because the King of glory, he has the power, he has the greatness to help us out in a mighty way. Amen. And I'm so glad. I love this God that can work these miracles. I love this God that, amen, he is me, a part of me and part of my life. Praise God. And I want to close on this passage of scripture. Amen. Because I love the Lord. He's on my side. Amen. And he is my shepherd. He is my divine keeper. He is my salvation. I said he is my deliverer. I don't have to fret. I don't have to back down. I don't have to give up. I don't have to throw the towel in. Only thing I must do is lift up those gates and lift up these heads. Look to the hills of whence coming thy help. Because we serve a God that can do everything but fail. And we can boldly say, amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise God. He is my deliverer. He is my divine keeper. I don't have to want for anything, because my God will supply. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down into what? Green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. As Brother Curtis was speaking this morning in Sunday school, we don't have to be in the weeds. And the old grass that's dried up, God have better for us. Amen. Let's quit accepting anything but the greatness of the Lord. We don't have to accept peanuts. God got a big steak mignon for us. Come on, somebody. But we sit around and just accept the fragments that fall from the master table. But God got something greater. Do you know who we serve? I said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I ain't gonna want for anything because he will provide. He making me to lie down in green pastures, not that dried up stuff, not those weeds. He got better. Amen. He want to pull you up out of those weeds and put you in some wealthy places, some wealthy ground, some good ground that will work. I say, I can see how David can boast on the Lord. Yes, I claim the Lord. I say the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, nothing dried up, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. Sometimes these waters get pretty still and scary, but I want to tell you, long you got God holding your hand, long you got God showing you the way, amen, I want to let you know that everything's going to be all right. Praise God. Amen. Because he's in control. He got control of your whole body. Amen. Sometimes we can't even walk unless he hold our hand. Sometimes we can't even talk unless he give us the breath. Sometimes we can't even move. Come on, somebody. Unless he give us the energy. Yeah. Praise God. We're looking at Sister Sierra earlier. I saw her. Notice she was walking kind of slow. I looked down and I saw a bandage on her foot. Praise God. But sister, amen, the Lord gonna have you walking. Amen, amen. Like you need to walk. Huh? God gonna hear you. Amen. We ain't got to sit there. And that's what's wrong. And I want to say this, the Lord, let me see. You know, we sit and accept whatever the dump man dump on us. See, the devil dumps his mess on us. And we ain't no dumping ground. Amen. We got to put up a sign, no dumping here. Come on. Amen. This is the Lord's property. Amen. You got to see, the devil is he's out there and he'll try to take advantage of. But you got to let him know, I'm not going to sell nothing. Sometimes he'll make you feel like you're not even saved. Hello. Sometimes, amen, he'll make you lose your healing victory. Because you listen to the devil more than you listen to the Lord. The Lord said, I will heal you. Yes. Only thing you got to do is believe. And the Bible says the work is done. But the devil behind the scene, he'll say, you ain't got nothing. You ain't healed. You still going to hop. You ain't got nothing. Don't listen to the devil. Send them back in the name of the Lord. As I say quite often, I love to say, send them back to the pits of hell. Let them know he don't reign in here any longer. He got to go. Praise God. Amen. How many know the Bible said you can't serve two masters? Either you'll love the one or hate the other. You can't have two partners here. Amen. You got to make a choice. And when you make that choice, when you let the devil know, devil, you go on out of here. Get out of my life. Lord, come on in. Amen. Come on. Sometimes we have to be like the policeman. Amen. Anybody know about the policeman? Amen. The policeman will get out there and say, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop. Now you come on by. Amen. And that's how we got to do.
Whoa, devil. Move. Stop. Stop in your track.
Come on, Lord.
Come on in and take over. Are you my, you the author and the finisher of my faith. You the God of greatness. You are the lily of the valley. You are the bright and morning star. You are my healer. You are my high priest that cannot be touched by the infirmity. You are the one that make your way out of no way. That's the one I want to come in. I want somebody that knows something. Sometimes just natural business. I had numerous people that didn't even run a business. Only thing they had was a popcorn buggy that he run up down the street. But he had so much wisdom where he can tell me how to run my food trailer or how to run my business. This is how you need to do. You need to do it like this. And I'm looking at him. What are you doing? In order to try to help me out and give me some good advice, I need to see something results in your life. Come on, somebody. Amen. And that's the same thing we need to do, spiritually speaking. This man right here knows. God knows what we need. Take time and talk to him. Take time and consult in him. Say, Lord, what will you have me to do? Lord, I need you to come in to me. Lord, you are my shepherd. You know what a shepherd is? A shepherd is a leader. Amen. Like David was the shepherd of the sheep. He led those sheep. He fed those sheep. Amen. And the Lord is our shepherd. And I'm here to tell you, long you follow him, you shall be all right. Amen. I'm not going to say that you're going to have some dark days sometime, but I will tell you, weeping and endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Yes, sometimes we got to weep. We got to weep a while. But my God, amen, will come in and work a miracle. That's why I can smile this morning. That is why I can rejoice this morning. Because I look around. And as Brother Trevor used to say, take a 360 degree turn. Amen. And look at all the greatness of God. Amen. And turn back around and you see some more greatness of God. And we yet complaining? Complaining about what? We need to clap our hands and say, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We can make it. Yes, yes. In times like these. Only reason you can make it because the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. That's the only way we can make it. Because he gives us instruction. The Lord said, and let's read it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. Won't he do that? Sometimes these souls need to be restored. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We ain't got to fear no evil, huh? God got it. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I don't have to be afraid of my enemies and walking way around the cliff so I won't get close to my enemies. But the Lord said he'll prepare a table right before in the presence of the enemy. Look at God. Amen. God is good. We don't have to be a scaredy cat. Amen. We don't have to be fearful. See, because the Lord knows he's going to take care of us. See, you got to realize the battle is not yours, but the battle is God's.
And you ain't got to worry about fighting another man's battle. You let go and let God. He will work it out. Only thing I want you to do is know that I'm with you. I'm going to prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Praise God. I want to talk about that cup. We supposed to have so much joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. We supposed to have so much greatness where it's overspilling on someone else. Amen. We just don't want to just have enough of joy and peace and greatness just for ourselves, but our cup need to be overflowing. Can I preach in here? Amen. Where all that greatness, not just enough for you, but it'll spill on your family. It'll spill on your friends. Amen. It'll spill on the world because they see something different in you. Praise God. So that's how we should be. Have so much of God's anointing and so much of his power. Amen. Where, amen, that cup can run over with greatness. And then the Bible says, surely, amen, goodness, not maybe so, but surely goodness and mercy shall follow me some days. Do I have any Bible readers in here? But it said it shall follow me all the days of my life. See this great benefit that you will get by living for God. He's not a part-time God, but he's a full-time God. It'll work all the days of your life. And the Bible said, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us all say good news. Amen. That's some good news. The Lord will be with us always. Amen. If you don't leave God, I'm here to tell you, the Lord ain't going to leave you. Amen. I remember I got saved. I got converted back there in 1974. I backslid, came back to the Lord. In 1976 of November. And I've been with the Lord ever since. I'm not going to say amen that every day was a perfect day. I'm not going to say amen that I didn't stumble sometime and fall. But I didn't lay there. When I fell, I didn't just fall and just wallow, but I got up and brush off and start again. And that's what I want to tell you in Facebook land. That's what I want to tell you, Church of God. Amen. If you fall, get up. Amen. I know the Bible said he can keep you from falling and present you faultless. But sometimes we fall. But you get back up and start again. Amen. See, that's all the devil wants you to do. Fall and lay there. But get up. Amen. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? So may the Lord help us. We thank God for the word of the Lord. Do pray for us. Amen.